Donald Trump's favorability rating at all-time high in Iowa poll. By Catherine Hamilton on October 5, 2021. Former President Donald Trump's favorability rating in Iowa has reached an all-time high, the Des Moines Register reported Monday. According to the Des Moines Register/Mediacom Iowa poll, 53% of Iowans have a favorable view of Trump and 45% have an unfavorable view. 2% of those polled are not sure how they feel about the former president. The poll reportedly marks his highest rating in the state since January of 2018. Before his current results, the percentage of all Iowans who viewed him favorably topped at 50% in March of 2020, which was earlier in the pandemic. The survey results were not as positive for President Joe Biden, who scored his lowest marks among Iowans since polling began, according to the report. At a time when Iowans' favorable feelings for Trump have reached new heights, favorable feelings toward Trump's 2020 and potentially 2024 election opponent, Joe Biden, have reached new lows, the report states. 37% of Iowans have favorable feelings toward the president, and 61% have unfavorable feelings, his worst marks in 7 Iowa polls dating to 2012. Iowa Republicans' view of Trump has not notably changed since his time in office, and the vast majority still have a favorable view of him. 91% of Republicans in the Hawkeye state have a favorable view of him and 7% have an unfavorable view. 2% are undecided. Those marks put Trump in league with Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who is viewed favorably by 90% of Iowa Republicans. And it surpasses Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, who is viewed favorably by 81% of Iowans, according to the report. Unsurprisingly, the goodwill does not spread to Iowa Democrats, 99% of whom have an unfavorable view of Trump. Only 1% view him favorably. Among independents, 48% view him favorably and 49% do not, 3% are undecided. The Register's poll results come just as Trump is set to return to Iowa on Saturday to hold a rally at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. According to the publication, it will be the first time he has returned to the state since the 2020 election. It's his most overt entree back into Iowa politics, according to the report. The poll of 805 Iowa adults was conducted from September 12 to 15 by Salzer & Company. The results have a margin of error of +/-3.5 percentage points.